This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joining us now on the phone is tonight's special guest, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. And Mr. Trump, thanks for being with us. Let's turn to Charlotte, the prospect for yet another night of violence in that city. I must say at the outset, your call for unity stands in marked contrast to those of others in this country who have yet to give their voice to that very essential quality.
Well, thank you very much, Lou. There has to be unity, and we don't have unity in our country, as you know. We have a very divided country in many ways. But we do not have unity, and we don't have jobs, and we don't have education. And we need things like jobs and education to get that whole situation taken care of, or it's going to only get worse.
Well, Donald Trump and, you know, just reporting on what's going on in Charlotte here, you know, we saw the video a little bit different than the night before. Proactively, peace-wise, and I think, to the credit of some, you know, local pastors and, you know, people of influence who went in amongst the crowd and kind of tapped it down. I mean, there's a pretty cool picture here of a black man hugging a National Guard, person, and I'm not even sure, didn't describe who it is that you're seeing this. So this was kind of indicative. I mean, in fact, there was one gentleman that was being interviewed, and he said, yeah, he was just telling the guard, hey, thanks for being here, and, you know, be safe, and, you know, all that good stuff. And, wow, that's encouraging. And they also admitted that it was different than the night before because the people that were, you know, kind of spearheading the looting and that people they admit, you know, that were, you know, not from the area, not from Charlotte, they were outside the area. And this is what happens so often is that you get people outside the area influencing, you know, what's going on, and it goes overboard, and, you know,
they see an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And sadly, you have one person that was killed the night before. It's still not clear as to, you know, if that was something where, you know, it was a police round, or, you know, they're saying that it was, you know, another protester that fired the weapon and killed a guy. But that's still, you know, right now, you know, the narrative, it's all up for grabs right now. Because, as we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And the opinion there is rather rancid, isn't it?
Well, this is also where your media outlets can show whatever they want to show. So if they want to show, they could probably find clips from last night of people being, you know, very rambunctious, very confrontational,
mm-hmm.
And show a similar scene to last night and get everybody thinking that, you know, this is how it is. But there's two sides to every coin on that.
Mm-hmm.
So for every one place where they're out of control, I'm sure there was another, you know, protest where they weren't like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that we're coming down to something, as we talked with one of our guests yesterday, Scott, that, you know, we got to get down to the root of this. Clearly, black America's upset. They feel like they're being targeted at any drop of a hat when there is a police shooting, and it's on, a black American. We've got people in the streets, and all hell's breaking loose, and forget about due process. I think that in this particular case, I know yesterday we were talking about, hey, look at due process trumps everything. But, you know, if they've got the video in showing something that's conclusive, I'm probably coming along now with others that say, look at show the doggone video.
You know, I think the process has to change for people that have the power. It has to change for them, because if pulling their gun is even, you know, first, second or third option, I think we're doing something wrong there.
Yeah, no
especially
question.
When we're supposed to be considered innocent until proven guilty.
Right. But it's kind of hard when you're pulling a gun, as you know. difficult. Puts you in a tough spot. It does not mitigate risk. It only exacerbates the risk. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more. Stay with us, America.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we remind you to want more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com and drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is that time for the one and only Megan Barth. Yes, we're talking about the founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Well, I'm doing great this morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, it's always a wonderful, wonderful time here. Are you kidding me? I mean, given the option, I'm going to choose wonderful. Why not, huh?
As long as you're not in Charlotte.
Yeah, I know. And I was supposed to fly through there the other night, and I'm still on the West Coast. It's pretty crazy. Although last night, a little bit more peaceful, but boy, they're running the edge there. You got hundreds of people on the street. Even the local people said there were more local people represented, pastors of churches, leaders of influence were there on the street, you know, tapping down and trying to unincite, you know, some potential flare-ups. So all in all, it looked like Charlotte had better control of it after the previous night, which was absolute insanity.
Well, right, and that's what happens when, you know, George Soros and other anarchists, anti-capitalist anarchists, are behind this Black Lives Matter movement. They were busing in people, professional agitators, professional rioters, and we still have a press, as well as a Democrat Party, that wants to call these people peaceful protesters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not a peaceful protest when white people are being beaten bloody in a parking garage. Another white journalist nearly was thrown in a fire in
exactly.
The middle of the street.
Right.
These guys are economic terrorists. They are a domestic terrorist organization. But we're not going to hold our breath because mm-hmm. this administration won't even call ISIS terrorists or radical Islam terrorism. So until we get a leader who has promised us law and order, we will continue to see this unhinged anarchy from the left because they are desperate.
Well, I like what Gary Bauer had to say, Megan, and that is that he called out the journalists that kept referring to this as a protest. I mean, that seems to be a rather politically correct term. You know, we're just going to call it a protest. I mean, wait a minute. We got cars on fire. People, like you say, a photographer there, they attempted to throw this guy in a fire. You've got one of the protesters killed. Another viciously beaten. Of course, many stores ransacked and pillaged. He goes, this isn't a protest, it's a riot.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I was part of the Tea Party movement in its early infancy. And if we had someone that was open carrying a weapon, all of a sudden we were Nazis and we were crazy terrorists, and I was put on the right-wing extremist list mm-hmm. by Janet Napolitano.
Right.
You know, and so they were labeling the Tea Party as these dangerous, violent white people that were supremacists, yet we know the facts about Black Lives Matter. We know that Black Lives don't matter. We know that black facts don't matter to Black Lives Matter. Mm. This group, this front group, is the development of multiple George Soros-funded organizations, as well as the Ford Foundation, in order, and this is a typical left move, they create a mob, they pay for them to be bused into various cities. They are not there to save black lives. It's not about black empowerment. It has everything to do with black power, mm-hmm. which is an anarchist Marxist movement. Exactly. They've coordinated and collaborated with the Nation of Islam, with the New Black Panthers. They've been adopted by this administration as well as Hillary Clinton in order to create institutional change within our school system as well as our justice system. And that's what people have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
This is not some organic, random organization. This is a heavily funded organization with hundreds of millions of dollars in backing in order to create anarchy and chaos.
Yeah, designed for a specific purpose.
Of the left. Exactly.
And, you know, as you say, Megan, they're not interested in the facts, but, you know, most of America is still interested in the facts, and they need to be aware of the facts because it's easy to see all this, and George Soros is and his minions have been very effective in directing the narrative and giving people a false impression. Like, for example, more whites are shot every year by police than blacks. Now people say, well, that's because there's more whites than blacks. Yes, that's true. The Washington Post reports today, or yesterday, law enforcement officials have fatally shot 706 people this year, 163 of them black men. That means just 23% of fatal police shootings involve black men, and the vast majority of those shootings were justified. I mean, here in the recent time, in the last, I'd say, about 6-7 months, of the police shootings that were involved, only one has led to an indictment. The rest of the police officers were released, and the decision was rendered that it was a justified shooting. These facts get in the way of George Soros and those minions that just want to create havoc. They ignore it and try to argue around this black and white number.
Right, and let's not think of it as some sort of random opportunity that people from Charlotte just came out and started protesting. No, this was a coordinated, collaborated effort. Charlotte was picked. North Carolina was picked by Black Lives Matter. They have targeted 5 states. They tried to do it. Wisconsin Sheriff Clark pulled in the National Guard, said, no more. They did it in Louisiana and Baton Rouge. They've done it on the streets of Oakland. You know, the left wants to call the Trump supporters violent. Trump supporters have not committed economic terrorism on these communities. Black Lives Matter goes in, along with their professional agitators, and they destroy cities and communities. And then the taxpayers are on the hook to not only for the policing, but for the rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And what these organizations will do, many of these funded Soros Ford foundations will do, is they will flood nonprofits to come in like they're doing in Ferguson in order to create the institutional change and try to rebuild mm-hmm. Ferguson in their Marxist utopia by infiltrating the schools and infiltrating the justice system, trying to get judicial activists, social justice activists within the city councils, as well as teaching and the schools.
Well, and the thing that's interesting about this, and they figured this out with, you know, the patterns that have been preceded and developed by, you know, by the Charlie Rangels and Jesse Jacksons and Sharptons of the world. They've just gotten better at it, and they're fast-tracking these things. It's amazing. I don't know if you saw this in the New York Times or not, Megan, but a Harvard study found that there was zero racial bias by police in the use of deadly force. I mean, that's an incredible number, zero racial bias. It was done by a black economics professor who conducted the study. He said, it is the most surprising result of my career. The result contradicts the image of police shootings that many Americans hold, but they have had that image because of media bias. to what we're talking about. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the shuttle lightens up my life. And I am free at last. What a blast.
Your program, your calls. Your opinions, Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, sometimes that's all it takes is just a smile, huh? Pass it around. Why not? It's absolutely free, and it's incredible what a smile will do for you and for somebody who is the object of your smiling. And not to mention the fact, Megan, it makes people wonder what you're thinking about sometimes, you know. just between you and me. I don't know. You know, what can I tell you? Hey, it's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Well, Megan, you know, what is going on with the Bush dynasty? HW, did he put a death nail in this whole situation with his endorsement of Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I think he did. And look, he's disappointed Republicans before when he said, read my lips, no new taxes, and then out the gate he raises taxes. Mm. And let's keep in mind that H.W. Bush was Reagan's last choice for vice president. They didn't really have a friendly relationship. They really weren't close. He wasn't Reagan's top pick, but H.W. Bush was kind of forced upon him. So he was more of a moderate. I would say, and I've said this before, that the party of Reagan has not been the party of Reagan since Reagan left office.
Without a doubt.
And so
exactly.
You've had this legacy of power within the Bush family that it cozied up to the Clintons immediately. They didn't fire anybody from the Clinton administration after H.W. lost and W. took the reins. Mm. Even after the Clinton administration and their lackeys had pulled all the W's off the keyboard,
exactly.
If that was
right.
Me, I would have fired every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you had this, you know, Clintonian infestation of the Bush presidency, which I believe pulled the Bushes more to the middle and even to the left when you look at some of the policies and the expansion of government. I also believe many of these people undermined President Bush at the time. So, you know, I'm not really surprised, especially after, you know, Jeb with an exclamation point couldn't gain the muster and he was low energy and was beaten by Donald Trump. And,
exactly.
And it wasn't a pretty fight.
No, it wasn't. And of course, let's remember, Jeb was one of the first to raise his hand saying that he would, in fact, support the eventual nominee. And all we're hearing is crickets. From Jeb Bush.
Right, exactly. And we're hearing crickets from Ted Cruz, and we're hearing crickets from Mr. Kasich.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the problem, because when you take a pledge, and when you promise, when you make a promise, you know, as a person on the receiving end, you expect that person to follow through. All the Republicans took a pledge to support the nominee, and obviously their word was good for nothing. But that, like I said, it's not surprising because many of these folks who have broken the pledge have been moderate.
Right.
They've voted like Democrats. They've acted like Democrats, and they've been influenced by the corporate cronyism and the power that resides within D.C. They're not outsiders. They haven't been outsiders to the system, and this election was about changing Washington and stopping the fundamental transformation which has been going on under the Barack Obama administration.
Without
and
a doubt.
Promise.
Did you find it interesting, because very little was said about this, Megan, you know, why Fox asked that question? I mean, I don't ever recall in any of the previous debates that primary candidates were asked right off the bat, would they support? And I thought it was quite provocative that Fox, of all people, would have asked that question. I would have suspected that, you know, maybe CNN, somebody else would have asked that question. But you think you're in a conservative-friendly zone with Fox, and Brett Baer opens up with this question, which I thought was rather rather manipulative, but quite exposing
sorry,
at the same time.
Who did Brett Baer ask that question to? I missed that.
Well, remember, he asked the 16 nominees, the 16 candidates for president on the stage that first debate.
Right.
You know, the Republican, let's go back to the beginning of this when, you know, it started out with 16, 17 candidates, you know, and they're on stage and he says, will you support? And of course, you know, I thought it was interesting. Not much has been said. Why, you know, why Fox, a conservative friendly entity, you would think, would ask that question? I would think it would be been asked by, you know, a Democratic operative.
Yeah, well, I think around the time of that second debate, there was a lot of internal strife going on. There was the battle. It was a bifurcation within the party that, you know, and there were a lot of accusations going back and forth that Trump wasn't a conservative. He, you know, so I'm not really surprised at the timing of that question if I remember at the time that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I watch Fox about as much as I watch CNN, which mm-hmm. is, I think, an equal time of both. And
right.
you and I are observers and talkers about politics. We kind of have to take it all in to understand what everyone's saying.
Exactly.
But, you know, Fox, we saw with Megyn Kelly. Look, Megyn Kelly's ratings took a hit right out of the gate when she opened the first debate.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of saw this propensity of bias in moderators. And look, the art of debate, in my estimation, and I used to host debates. I used to set up debates. I used to have to select the moderators as well as the debaters. And it's not easy to find an objective moderator.
Mm-hmm.
And moderators aren't there to lead the witness like Megyn Kelly did, and they're not there to make loaded questions or create loaded questions. And that's exactly what debates have come, nearly gotcha moments. And
right.
that's not what a debate is supposed to be.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be about the moderator. I mean, it's much like an athletic contest. You're there just to keep a level playing field so that both, you know, each team has an equal chance at it. But we've seen interference, you know, to me, still remains in my brain and craw forever. Is Candy Crowley's, interjection in saving Barack Obama with the Mitt Romney debate. And he was on the ropes and she gave him a lifeline, apologized for it later because the lifeline she gave him was a false narrative. She does it in front of 50 million people, but then apologizes on CNN with, less than 1% of that audience. I mean, that's like, you make an error on the front page, but you don't do a retraction on the front page. You do it way back and bury it somewhere below the obits, you know.
Well, that's right. So I think this debate on Monday is going to be very interesting. Lester Holt.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Lester leans, but we'll see if he brings some professionalism to a debate stage, which I have not seen in quite a while. But this is going to be tough for Hillary Clinton. Look, she's imploding, Bill. You know the numbers.
Yes.
Her implosion in August was unbelievable. And then thereafter, it continued. The momentum and the trajectory of her campaign is going down on the converse. The momentum and the trajectory of the Trump campaign is going up, and he's only spent a tenth, maybe, of the money she's spent.
Exactly.
Her implosion is so bad that we are talking double-digit swings over to Trump in states like Wisconsin, Iowa, Ohio. Before the riots in Charlotte, North Carolina, he was up 6 points in Carolina. He's probably going to be up double that or 25% more because of the riots, because he is the law and order candidate. And if you notice, the Democrats now, because they can't defend this anarchy, they're now trying to talk about safety and security.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And they're even getting personal. And you know when someone gets personal, they're desperate.
Yeah, they're absolutely freaking out. There's, that is really clear. You know, to your point, Megan, you've got Nate Silver, his 538s. His poll plus projection gave Trump a 44.5% chance of winning the presidency over Hillary Clinton. And not that long ago, he was down in the 20s, you know, to your point, a double digit swing. I mean, a 28-point increase from a month ago for Trump. Unbelievable.
That's right. That's right. The momentum is there. The trajectory is there. Only Trump is going to be able to trip himself up, and he hasn't yet. I have predicted this for a while. It's going to be a landslide.
Well, we'll have to see.
Pray
but
to
we
God.
Know we know Monday. Yes, from your lips to our ears.
Yes.
Let me tell you. Come Monday, over 100 million people to see the debate, Megan. It's going to be amazing. Megan Barth, I'm Bill
Fantastic.
Martinez. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, which recognizes the 1 million plus blood cancer patients living in the U.S. as of 2012.
There are several different types of blood cancer, and while some can be curable, others like multiple myeloma are not. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer of the plasma cells, a type of white blood cell in the bone marrow. While incurable, Dr. Kenneth H. Shane from Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, said scientific advances in the past 10 years may have the potential to translate to improved outcomes for certain patients.
Over the past decade, researchers have found ways to exploit the vulnerabilities of multiple myeloma cells, including protein degradation and harnessing the body's immune system to fight this disease. As a physician treating patients with this disease, I have seen firsthand how advances such as these have helped transform multiple myeloma into a more manageable illness.
For more information on multiple myeloma research, visit www.myeloma.org. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my dreams come a lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher.
Hey, let me tell you, all my friends are on deck to get this country back on track, doing what they can. This isn't a red state or a blue state kind of thing. It's a United States kind of thing. There's been such a pull and push to bifurcate this country of ours. And if we're going to be great again, we got to do it unified. And unified on the principles, on the main things. There's some things on the side that, you know, they'll be worked out and, you know, as this country has done historically. But there's some key issues that we need to focus on. And the first thing is we got to get reconnected with the truth and call things for what they are. I mean, let's think about it. New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, you know, reeling still from the latest round of terrorist attacks. The people of the United Kingdom have voted to leave the European Union in substantial part as a response to problems caused by that body's refugee program. Germans have ousted Angela Merkel's ruling party for the same reason. On and on, it is just not working. People around the world are starting to realize that this, you know, mamby-pamby kind of approach to politics and, you know, the refugee issue and terror is just not making it. And, you know, considering that this world said never again, we find ourselves never again, again, and talking that way. Frank Venuccio, who is an attorney, is with us, and he's back with us. So it's good to have Frank back on the show, who is providing insight, you know, to, you know, open up your understanding and answer the question, you know, when will the White House stop ignoring terror? Frank, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be with you again. And by the way, I'm not practicing law. I'm doing this research full time because, frankly, the problems that are facing this country are so dramatic, and the discussion about them tends to be so lost in partisan politics that we really need an objective look at the crises facing America.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, Frank, because the media has really failed to serve the people, and I think the media is starting to pay a price for it. You know, they do not have the amount of viewers and listeners and readers that they've had in the past. It's dwindling. They're looking to other outlets because they know when they're being treated like a bunch of mushrooms being kept in the dark and fed you know what, you know?
And Bill, we have to look back in history. You know, we see a lot of objections about any kind of significant measures designed to weed out terrorists from coming onto our shores. Particularly, we hear this criticism coming from the left. Do they not recall that during the Iranian hostage crisis back during the Carter administration, President Carter basically blocked immigration to the United States or travel to the United States from Iran? He threw out Iranian students in the United States. Those were common sense measures, even from a liberal like Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in this era, we continue to advocate bringing in vast numbers of people from areas which are clearly threatening the United States. Bill, it's kind of like if during World War II someone had said, let's have open immigration from Nazi Germany to the United States.
Yeah.
Certainly, if President Roosevelt had advocated that, they would have thought the man was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that's precisely what the Obama administration continues to do.
Well, Obama is a globalist. I mean, this is really what people need to understand is, you know, because a lot of time I talk to people and they go, well, why would he do that? Because his agenda is different than our agenda. And this is what, you know, if anything you can appreciate about this 2016 election cycle is that Donald Trump has brought to bear the clear contrast between the two parties, like probably the first time in a long time that I can think of, Frank. I don't know about you, you know, Phyllis Schlafly back in the 60s wrote her first book, It's a Choice, Not an Echo, which was one of those rallying cries and eye-openers for the Republican Party to say it's okay to be different. You need to be different. But since then, since Ronald Reagan, certainly, the party has done everything they can to kind of, come closer and closer to the Democratic Party, where it was more of an echo and not a clear choice. Now bring Donald Trump on the scene, and you've got a clear choice between a globalist who supports the ideas, who is going to extend the Barack Obama administration policies, as if we've done so wonderful these last 8 years, or you've got Donald Trump who says, wait a minute, we've got to take care of America first. As I was talking to somebody else, Frank, you know, in the travels, you know, I've been doing a lot of traveling and find myself on a plane quite a bit these days. And, you know, one of the things I noted was, you know, remember when they talk about the mask coming down out of the ceiling? They say, put your mask on first. Take care of yourself first before you take care of anybody else. And I think that's where America is at right now, is that we need to take care of ourselves if we're going to help out. And we will. We will continue to help out the world and do what we can. It will probably be a little bit more measured, and I'm thanking God for that. But we still need to take care of ourselves first. We've been taking care of so many other people that we've had a blind eye to some of these threats and, you know, all for the sake of this idea that we need to have a big kumbaya moment all around the world.
Well, that's a great analogy. Let's look back over the past 60 or 70 years of history. If it were not for the strength of the United States, we'd probably all be speaking a combination of German or Japanese at this point. Let's look economically. The United States and its capitalist system has been the economic engine of the world.
Exactly.
But as the United States, particularly under Barack Obama, has become more like the rest of the world in its economy, there is no engine of the United States to take the rest of the world out of the economic doldrums.
Mm.
The president fails to recognize the fact that the American consumer has been the engine that has allowed the world to escape one recession after the other. But after the recession of 2007 to 2009, caused, let's be very blunt, by hard left-wing policies in terms of forcing banks to lend money to people who had no means of paying it back, Mm-hmm. That, of course, doesn't get said often enough.
Right.
The president's response to that recession during his tenure has been to double down on those very policies which caused the recession in the first place. And what are the results? And let's forget the politics. Let's even forget the ideology. The results of the president's policies have been an increase in the poverty rate, despite all that extra spending on poverty programs, an economy that continues to just barely teeter above recession at about 1 to 2% growth, when we should be experiencing a minimum of 3, 3.5, 4% growth, an economy where the middle class, which has always been the backbone of America, is simply dwindling away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right here, Frank. The middle class has been devastated. It is amazing, out of one side of the mouth, this president, of course, I don't know how he has the rating that he has today, the approval rating of 58%. This man has lied to us consistently throughout the 8 years. Hillary even tells us with a straight face that it's going to be so much better, but hers are the policies. His are the policies that have devastated the middle class. We've bloated government. We've taken all this money that was earmarked for poor people, and all I see is a bigger government. And what have we done? I mean, even since the war on poverty, going back to Johnson in 64, we've spent something like $22 trillion, Frank, and we went from 15% to 15.1%. Boy, that's great return on investment, isn't it?
Well, Bill, you know, that's the central point that I think is missing in most media discussions of politics and policy today. Look, we can get past party loyalty. We can get past even ideology in some cases. But the reality of it is, what works?
Exactly.
And the fact of the matter is, left-wing policies not only have failed, but they failed miserably, both domestically and in foreign affairs. Mm-hmm. Did the nuclear freeze movement end the Cold War? No, it was Ronald Reagan's arms buildup. And yet we continue to see the left talk again about a weaker America as a way of promoting more peace.
Like that has ever worked. It's never worked. Reagan made it real clear.
Absolutely.
It's peace through strength. That's exactly what you're saying, Frank.
Precisely. And again, economically, we can say the same thing. You brought up the right figure. $22 trillion has been spent on poverty programs since the war on poverty began. As a result of all those dollars spent, not one really major percentage point has changed in the rate of poverty. And if all those trillions of dollars were spent instead on lowering taxes, we would have more poor people having jobs, which is the way to end poverty, not by a handout.
Without a doubt. Frank Vernuccio on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
I'm Desi Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, just like that. I remember I flunked. Why not? Hey, it is time for the Lucy Girl. Yes, Lolo is with us. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. And I'll tell you, if you get an opportunity, if you have a need, let me put it this way. You have a need for a speaker, somebody to come out there and charm your socks right off of you and off your group, then you need to contact Lauren Kitchen Stewart. She is available. I mean, I cannot believe, because you've been busy nonstop, and all of a sudden you've got some time on your hands, huh?
Well, I try to make time. And remember, I sing, too, so I'm one-stop shopping.
That's yes, she does. In fact, I got to tell you, I was there, Scott. I was there at Angel Stadium. She sang the national anthem. It was so wonderful. It was very, very touching.
That was the most nerve-wracking experience I have ever had in my life. Because I don't really get nervous, and I mean, I was like,
You did it because they gave you a jersey. You know, they gave you a jersey. You're looking all cute in your Angels jersey and all that.
No, I think that was my own jersey. I don't believe I got anything.
They didn't give you anything?
No.
Oh, I thought that was your own? Oh, those chumps.
That was mine.
Okay. Well, no wonder. They deserve to be in last place right now then.
I got a pat on the back. But it's so, I mean, you have all these people, you know, thousands of people. Because if y'all remember, that year is when the Angels won the World Series.
Well, that's because you sang.
That's because I sang, right.
That's right.
But when you start singing, it's so out there and so loud, and I've never experienced anything like that in my life. But y'all have mercy for people when they're singing the national anthem, because you know that song, too, you have to go really low. Mm. You have to go really high. I mean, it's just a huge range. And the lady that's the organ player can do anything. Like, you go in, she's like, what key do you want it in? And she just could plays off the top of her head, and she can transpose. And it was really an amazing experience, but I would not want to do it all.
Well, you know, the thing for me, and I've never done it, but I was just, you know, watching you. I mean, you know, I think, how do you manage the echo? You know, because you're singing, and it's going out to center field and coming, bouncing back at you. I mean, That's amazing. I was amazed. I mean, it's no wonder, you know, as you say, anybody that sings the national anthem, how, you know, they can forget words or, you know, mess the thing up or something, but,
get on the wrong pitch because, like I said, they're hearing themselves come. And I think probably for the big pro, you know, the Super Bowl, they probably have monitors in their ears, so they're not hearing all that feedback, but it's still really, easy to kind of wander off and do the wrong thing because of all the noise and the sound. Now, take me out to the ball game. I did that one too, and that was kind of easy peasy. But you know, when you're singing a patriotic song and all the ball players, you know, they have their hand over their heart. At least back then they did.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now it's the 21st century. Now you take a knee, you do all this other editorial comment.
You eat a sandwich during it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. It just absolutely drives me nuts. So how do people get in touch with you if they want to, they want you to come out and talk to them, sing the national anthem? You know, how do they contact you?
It's probably easiest to just Living Life with Lauren. If you Google that, Living Life with Lauren, that will direct you to, you know, my webpage, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Anything will get you there.
Yes.
And I would love to talk to any of you. And my husband and I love to travel. And it's a little bit more complicated with all the kids, but we find a way to do it. I mean, it's essential that we have that time, and that's a good time for us. And I just love meeting people.
Yes.
I've been like that since I was, you know, knee-high to a tadpole. My parents wouldn't be able to find me in a restaurant when I was like 1 or 2 years old if they went to the buffet, and they'd come back and I'd be sitting with another family eating pizza with them. So, you know, I've just kind of always been like this. So for me, it's a highlight to meet people, you know, hang out. And I can either talk about things that are inspirational or, you know, spiritual, or just kind of whatever the need is, whether it's a church or a corporation. Mm-hmm. And it's nice because I can work my music in with it. Because sometimes with speaking, and you all know I'm a professor too, people can get kind of bored because they're just hearing all these words. It's a lot of information. But if I can break it up with a song, you know, or throw something in there, like a cappella is usually what I do, then people kind of wake up again because I make my point by throwing a quick little bar to a song, and then they're like, oh, okay, now I'm with you again.
Yeah, you so put your top really hat and you bring out your cane and, you know, hit a couple of the guys in the front row, kind of nudge them awake, and then we're off and rolling again, huh?
Listen, I have done that before. I have had to do that before, like an air conditioner.
I know. Robin told me you do that to him all the time. I mean, you know, he's got about 6 minutes of focus, and then in the 7th, 8th, you know, you got to thump him in the forehead, and then he's back on track again, you know. So.
Well, especially when a pastor gets him up in the prayer line praying for people.
Oh, wow.
And he wasn't ready for that one time, and Robin's like, oh, my. People are lining up. He's praying for them. And he's looking at me like, you better get over here as quick as you can and help me pray for these people. That was something comical we'll talk about for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we'll save that one for another day. Hey, let's talk about Monday. Man, I'm telling you, the biggest debate that we'll see in a long time. I mean, they're predicting over 100. I mean, this could surpass the numbers of MASH, the final season, the final show. They're thinking this is going to be absolutely nuts on Monday. In spite of Monday Night Football, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, because their numbers are in the tank right now. But watch Trump. Trump is just going to take the needle right off the macaccini here. You know.
Well, I'm hoping that's the case. I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know if any of you all are. Almost to the point where I'm like, can I watch it? I feel like our country is in the balance. So every single thing that happens is going to send us this way or that way. And this is our country. This is our country that we love. And sometimes, even though we can vote, I think we feel a little bit hopeless or helpless when we see people saying, well, I'm voting for this person. You're like, who are you? Have you lost your ever-loving mind? So I think all of us are kind of waiting with bated breath to see what's going to happen. And I'm praying that he's prepared, and I'm sure that he is. And, you know, we have to make ourselves watch it so we know what's going on.
You think about it, Lauren. I mean, look at all the meetings, the rallies, the, you know, interviews. I mean, if he isn't prepared, then forget it. The only thing, like, for you, I'm nervous is that because he is a fighter, and he will counterpunch on Hillary. If Hillary, you know, hits a nerve, I just don't want him to go into that New York state of mind and response that, you know, the rest of the country.
Or he doesn't look presidential.
Yeah, the rest of the country just doesn't understand the New York state of mind. And what, you know, and this is what's got him in trouble before, is that people just do not understand that, you know, for the rest of us, it's greatly insulting. In New York, it's just like saying, hey, you know, I hope you have a bad day.
It's commonplace.
Yeah,
it's just business.
Right. Yeah, nothing really personal, but here it is, you know, and we'll see what happens. I mean, over 100 million people. I mean, I've been saying they ought to put the tarps out because I just think there's going to be body parts. There's going to be blood all over the place here. I think it's going to be pretty messy.
Well, in a way, too, we want him to take her out. We want him, for those of us that are Trump supporters, we want him to go for the jugular, but do it in a presidential way, because 4 years ago, that's what didn't happen, and we were frustrated. Like, you have the ammunition. Use it. People need to hear this. They need to know who these folks really are and the choices they've made. And so compared, you know, to what she has on him, there is no comparison. I mean, what she can talk about, how he says ugly things or maybe doesn't have as much money as what he said, or, you know, supported these people in the past that were Democratic. But, you know, there's really not a lot that she has that I know of against him compared to what he has to put at her feet.
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
what's happened in her life. I mean, there's no comparison. Yeah. So that kind of keeps me from worrying so much if he'll play that card, and I think he will.
Well, between Bannon and Kellyanne, I mean, he seems to have a good team around him. And he's been staying on focus, to the team's credit. You know, regardless of what she may throw up there, you know, and try to bait him again with the, you know, Barack Obama birth certificate issue or whatever. I mean, he just has to, you know, rope-a-dope that stuff, let it go by. And,
right.
As you say, put her issues right back at her feet in front of God and everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have y'all seen her latest ad where she's showing all of these Republican conservative leaders, I mean, scads of them, saying they don't support him? And this could have been from, you know, a long time, a year ago. Mm. But that's her latest ad that I've seen out. And I don't know what's going to happen when it comes to play with everything in Charlotte, everything that's happened in Tulsa, how that's going to be twisted with both of them to use against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that he will be able to say, look, we're back to keeping America safe. We're back to keeping America strong. These things cannot keep going on. Now, what are you going to do about this? This is happening on y'all's watch right now.
Well, Lauren, so much of this stuff is just reasonable stuff. If you sit down and you talk to people, have a cup of coffee, I mean, you bounce from table to table, and you have this conversation with people. It's like, forget about whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Let's just talk about common sense. What would you do? What would you do if you were president? And I tell you, much of the conversation I have with people, it's in line with, you know, with Trump's policies. And the fact of the matter is, this time, boy, there is a clear distinction. You either are for the world and you're this globalist mentality,
or you
think we need to focus on America. I mean, there's nothing in between. I mean, there's no gray area here. So I got to tell you, I am thrilled with this, with the options that are before the people. And it'll be quite telling, like you say. You know, I'm still having a problem with Barack Obama having, you know, such a high approval rating because, you know, this has all been done on his watch. You know, he says the other day, you better take, you know, in other words, he's gone all over the Black Caucus saying, hey, you better protect my legacy. You know, it's up to you. His legacy. It's all about his legacy, not about America anymore, I guess.
And you're like, I'm going to beat my head against the wall. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh gosh.
Lord have mercy.
Well,
I'm going to get your popcorn and Coke and get ready for Monday night and be in prayer.
Yes, amen. You just took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, above all things, yes, we need to pray without ceasing. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, yes, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Lolo. Have a good one.
Bye.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson.